Got it, Rick.
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys have any like recommendations for custom exhaust fabrication around the area.
Or what sort of car?
We'll have a 2005 Subaru Impreza WRX, and I
Yeah.
have a cat-back installed on it. Actually, you guys installed it a while ago. It's a HKS Power.
Okay.
But it was made for the Japanese model, so it didn't fit 100% on my Australian model WRX.
Yeah.
See, I just need to get like the hangers adjusted a little bit.
What's wrong with the hangers? Sorry.
Just because like it sits a little low in some parts, stuff like that. So I was hoping to get it taken to a place.
Did you have a tow bar on that car?
No.
No.
No tow bar.
All good. Give me 2 sec. What was your name?
Levi.
Levi.
Yeah. 'Cause yeah, I was recommended to a while ago from one of your workers, I forgot his name. Just to probably go to like a proper place if I wanted to get anything fixed better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just don't really know anyone in like anyone around to do that type of work.
All right, let me just have a quick read of what we did.
Sweet.
Give me 2 seconds.
That's all right.
You there?
Hey, yep.
Yeah, I was just having a chat to the guy that was working on your car.
Yep.
So what he remembers is that the hangers were too, like, making the exhaust sit way too high, so that's why we put those, what's it called, hardened extended hangers on there. He was saying instead of getting it fabbed, you can try find a different length hanger. So there's hangers with multiple holes in them. I'd probably recommend maybe going to your local exhaust shop or the one around the corner from us. So the one near us is called Radiant Exhaust.
Okay, regular.
Yeah, they might have some different rubber hangers
Well,
to suit. So all,
yeah,
yeah,
well,
all, what's that?
actually, I already took my car to a place
and they did end up cutting the hangers and, or stuff like that, and they did like a pretty bad job. So one of the main reasons I'm calling is to hopefully go fix it up now, because now I thought it's sort of messed up.
Okay, right. So they've already chopped it and modified it. Okay.
Already changed it with stuff now. Wish I didn't do it.
Yeah. The simple solution would have been to just change the hangers.
I thought so, but I just did what they recommended. I went to Extreme Exhaust.
I have no idea what that is. You need to do someone that does decent stainless work.
Yeah.
You can try Bustoms.
How do you spell that one?
Like Customs with a B.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Bustoms. You'll find those guys on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are, but they do good work. I've got one of my exhausts was fabbed up by those guys.
Oh, cool.
Great
welding and stuff like that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, great work.
Yeah, I'm just looking for like really quality finish, just because like the exhausts are so expensive. I don't.
Yeah, like, of course. Yeah. If they've already like ruined some of the look, they're not going to be able to make it. Well, they'll be able to clean it up, but it'll be hard to, you know, mock up anything that they've done that's ugly. That's all right, yeah, just give them a call, see what they say. The other one you can try will be Geelong Motorsport Fab.
Geelong Motorsport.
Yeah, so Geelong Motorsport Fab also does a good job. Bustoms, I think, just has a little bit of a nicer finish.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll definitely give them a call and see what they say.
Yeah. Yeah, give those guys a crack. There you go.
All right, thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Too easy. Thanks.
See you.